Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, sir. To begin with, I would like to offer you our congratulations on being nominated as the president of this annual conference of the high contracting parties to Protocol 5. I assure you that you have the full support of the Swiss delegation. Current conflicts, including recent high-intensity conflicts, are a major source of concern in terms of new problems being added to those we already have of explosive remnants of war. They also underscore the critical importance of our protocol. Making it universal and ensuring it's fully implemented should remain a priority. On this point, we should like to congratulate the Philippines for their accession to the protocol, and we encourage all other states, especially those who are already parties to the CCW, to ratify Protocol 5 in the shortest possible time. We should like also to reiterate the importance that we attach to the submission of annual reports. This is essential if we are to build trust and transparency, but also if we are to ensure full follow-up to the implementation of the protocol. Turning now to safe and secure handling of conventional weapons, this is an effective and important way of reducing the problem of explosive remnants of war and to prevent munitions being hijacked from stores and turned into explosive remnants of war. We attach particular importance to this question and we welcome the work being done by the Open-Ended Working Group of the General Assembly on conventional weapons this year. Last but not least, concerning the removal and disposal of explosive remnants of war, let me say that the fact that so much land is contaminated by ERWs is a really critical problem because it has a major impact on the normal life of civilian populations. The removal of explosive remnants of war, particularly in areas where they constitute a major humanitarian risk, should, in our opinion, be the guiding, overwhelming guiding purpose of our action. Of course, there are still challenges we have to meet, and that has been shown only too clearly by exchanges at the group of experts meeting this year, and particularly referring to operations in urban areas. We know these challenges need to be met, however, and meeting them